not to mention, oh, Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen's going to have a great year. I think learning under Lincoln Riley, someone who really understands offense, is one of the best offensive minds in the game, who's on a different level than any coach that he's had offensively, is going to allow Jalen to get to his peak performance. And I think he's going to have his best season yet. I think he was improving tremendously this past season, sitting on the bench, really learning and studying. And he showed he had a really good showing in the spring and in the spring game. So I think he's going to have a big year. I think he'll be the Big 12 Player of the Year, and I think he'll actually be a Heisman finalist. And I wouldn't be surprised if he actually won the Heisman. Yeah, Texas is going to be the number two, Jalen
Hurts. You think Hurts is going to be a Heisman finalist?
I think he'll be a finalist, yes.
Oh, no, I don't.
Why is that, Tyler?
No. I'm gonna be a little – okay, I actually think Texas wins the Big 12.
Really?
I like Sam Ehlinger better than Jalen Hurts. I've seen them both play. While Ehlinger's not a great passer, he can get it done. He had some great receivers, Colin Johnson, Joshua Moore. I think Moore might be getting suspended here for stealing stuff, but he had some. And I like that defense of Texas. I like B.J. Foster. I like Caden Stearns. I like some of those guys that on the D line that can get after quarterback. I like that defense better than I like Oklahoma's defense. I think Texas's defense is more talented. And I think that Sam Ehlinger, I think, can do a little bit more as a quarterback. I look at Sam Ehlinger kind of in the same light as like a Tim Tebow. I don't think he's going to be a great pro quarterback, but I think he's a better college quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Kylie, what do you think about
Hurts can't hit the broadside of a barn. I mean, and I know that Lincoln Riley does miracles, but